Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A master propaganda expert once said, quote, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie," unquote. Unfortunately, last Friday's non-farm payrolls report by the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows every indication of being false and misleading. The headlines reported by most media repeated the claimed jobs increase of 271,000 and that the unemployment rate fell to 5%. Fat chance. Normally, the BLS jobs report is within 20% of the ADP report that comes out 2 days earlier. Last week, the BLS alleged a jobs increase almost 50% higher than ADP. The increase was also the greatest over consensus expectations in a very long time. If the jobs increase were accurate, the unemployment rate should have fallen further. Also, the labor force participation rate, which did not change, should have improved. The BLS fudged their number by 165,000 jobs from their birth-death adjustment, a distortion that will be reversed in 3 months. Exclude this fictitious number, which even BLS statisticians acknowledge is incorrect methodology, and the revised increase is barely 100,000 jobs. So where are these new jobs? The BLS states that there were 378,000 new jobs for people aged 55 and older, who can no longer afford to retire and live off their non-existent interest income. Workers age 54 and younger lost 119,000 jobs. The percentage increase in part-time work was more than 5 times that of full-time jobs. With retail sales falling, exports dropping, and home sales declining, the BLS claimed 44,000 new retail and 30,000 new construction jobs. Are companies laying off full-time workers and replacing them with 2 part-time people? Be sure to listen Friday when I discuss why the BLS may have issued this false jobs report. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.